Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy.
Today we're going to talk about something truly interesting, but before we go onto it, I just want to take a message from one of our listeners, and once we're done with that, we're going to go ahead and go right into today's topic.
Hi Ozzy, this is Sharifa. Thank you for that. That was very inspiring and a great reminder. Good job on the podcast. Keep doing great. Also, belated happy birthday.
So thank you, Sharifa from Jamaica. I really, truly appreciate your message. And I really love it when listeners call in and leave a message. And if you'd really like to do so, the way that you can would be to download the Anchor FM app. And once you download that, you just have to search for Tales of an African Princess in America. Yeah, that's it. And you click on my podcast, you click on that, and then you're following me. And then you have the option to call in, leave a message, and whatnot. And the cool thing is, every time I release an episode, be one of the very first to know. All right? So you can go ahead and do that if you'd like to call in and leave a message. But if you really just want to listen to the podcast, you know, listen to all the episodes, you can follow on 10 different apps now. Yes, you can follow my podcast, Tales of an African Princess in America, on 10 different apps. You can go through Anchor FM. You can go through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Google Play Music, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So if you would like to listen to me, you can find Tales of an African Princess on any of these 10 different platforms and go ahead and subscribe. That way you can always listen to my new episodes. I'm finally 30. I'm 30. I'm 30. Well, I'm finally 30 and... It took 3 decades to get here. Yes. Well, I'm finally 30. I'm very happy. I'm very grateful. I feel like the past 3 decades have been awesome. You know, there are low moments and now there are high moments, and you know, but I'm very, very happy. The reason why I decided to make this particular episode about my dirty 30s is because everyone is asking me what I'm going to do for my dirty 30th birthday. I'm just like, what? So apparently when you hit 30, that's a thing now. It's everyone wants to go to Vegas. Everyone wants to go and do something that they've never done before. And I'm just like, why does it have to be that way? Why do you have to, you know, lose yourself? Or you're just trying to do something that you've never done before. And I feel like, I'm not too sure about that. So everyone was just throwing it out there. 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. And I decided to go look it up because I'm just like, what does that even mean? So basically, getting into your 30, 30s just means that you're now, you know, at the age where you're desperate for things to happen. And especially relationship wise. And that's when you make all these bad decisions because you're desperate to hook a guy and you're desperate to, you know, land that man, basically. And that's why it's called dirty 30s. So you're, you know, you're lower your standards really, really low, and you know, you're open to whatever. And wow, I was like, that what dirty 30 was? At first, when people were telling me that, I actually thought it was a compliment. I thought it was like, oh, okay, it's, you know, I'm now in my 30s, I have to do something really spicy and hot and whatever. But just to go and read it up and actually find out that it's about lowering my standards and, you know, just because I want to meet a guy. Wow. Anyway, yeah, so I would not be having any dirty 30 parties or anything like that, but I will be having a very good time. Yes, that's what I'll be doing. So this episode is about all the things that I did for my 30th birthday, all the things that I really want to do. And I just decided to tell you guys about life in my 30s. Yeah, so first, I think June is the most awesome month of the year, period. I feel like it's right there in the middle of the year when, okay, all my goals for this year, I'm at the middle of the year, you know, did I achieve my goals or not? That's kind of like when you decide to either change your direction or just adjust yourself. So I feel like I'm biased, I know, but I feel like June is awesome. Plus it's summer, it's not cold, it's kind of a little bit too hot, but but I still take that. But yeah, so I'm really, really happy, you guys. For my birthday, I wasn't planning to do anything serious because I'm not one of those people that always celebrates my birthday. Like, I've never really had a big party thrown for me. I always have friends who come together, maybe we have dinner or something, but I've never had a party organized where I, you know, invite people to just come and have a great time. And I feel like one of these days I'm probably gonna do one of those. I've noticed that there are some things that I used to do in my 20s that I don't do anymore right now. I don't know if it's because I'm older, but I just feel like there are things that I used to do that I don't do anymore. And I'm just gonna say pros and cons, right, of being 30, because I can't come up with anything better than that. The first thing I'm gonna say is now I'm an expert at saying no. If I don't feel like I can give my best at the time, I generally say no. Before, I used to say no and feel guilty, but right now, no. I want to be able to give 100% when I take on responsibilities. And if I feel like I can't give you 100% at the time, I'm just going to say no and I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm accepting to the things that I really, really want to invest my time in. And for things that I cannot really invest my time in, I don't feel guilty anymore about it. You know, I just take on what I can at the time. It doesn't mean that I'm not working hard. It's just the things that I choose to do right now, I'm doing them really, really well. And I'm not taking on stuff that I can't really do well, basically. So I hope you understand what that means. So that's goodbye to guilt. One of my friends called me and he said, well, you can't make any more mistakes at 30 because you should have learned from all your mistakes by now, because once you're 30, it's like, okay, you've had so many experiences that you've learned everything that you need to know. And so moving forward, you're not making as many mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes. I would definitely give you that. I've learned from my own mistakes. And then another thing is I now know my limits. I think that's one of the pros of being 30. It's a good thing and a bad thing. So when I go out and I'm having a good time, I'm no longer thinking about how much fun are we going to have at this party or whatever. I'm thinking about, okay, what time is this party going to end so I can go home in time to sleep and get ready for work tomorrow? That's kind of where my mind is. It's like, okay, what time is this party starting? When is it going to end so I can go home, get a good night's rest, and still be able to go to work early tomorrow? So I know my limits now, you know, and I guess I'm able to manage my time better, I would say. So hopefully when you also get to your 30s, or if you're in your 30s, you now have good relationships. So in your 20s, you try all these platonic relationships that don't really work out. And for me, I noticed that I don't have to be friends with everyone. Because the level of friendship that I really, really treasure, you can't have that with everybody. Not everyone is ready to be that vulnerable with you. Not everyone is ready to share that much, invest that much time. And I'm not ready to also invest so much in a friendship. And so I have a lot of friends, but there's this core group of friends that I would say these are my ride or die friends. Like, these people will come through for me. We might not call each other every day, but whenever I'm thinking about really, really good friends, they come to mind. And as you're listening to me, I'm sure that as you're thinking about the people who are your core, you know, your friends, I feel like certain names are coming to mind right now. And these are the people you want to really keep close, because you're going to need them when you get to 30 and beyond. Okay. I always want people that have like 1,000 friends or 2,000 friends. And I'm just like, on Facebook, I'm just like, are you really friends with all these people? I hope that at least you have a core group that you're actually being vulnerable with, or you can actually open up and share your deepest secrets and your worries, your cares, things that make you happy. One thing I realized getting into my 30s is now I feel like I have that group of friends that I can really, really rely on. A lot of times in life, I mean, I've also been that person where maybe someone else couldn't rely on me at some point because I wasn't ready to invest as much time in that relationship. But I feel like once in a while you come in contact with someone who is just a perfect fit, and you know that this friendship is lifelong, you know. I was just thinking the other day about how long I've been in school, and someone said to me, man, you've been institutionalized. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, you really have. And I'm thinking about it. Okay, so I'm 30, and I've already spent a total of 22 years in some kind of educational facility or the other, right? I spent 22 out of 30 years studying. And I feel like what I'm doing right now isn't necessarily just working and not studying. I feel like the stuff that I do on a day-to-day basis are still studying, because I still have to go online and read up, you know, what's the latest in this field. I still have to write papers. I still have to present at conferences. So it's like lifelong learning, but just structured education, getting a degree out of it. I've been in school for 22 years out of 30. That's a little bit much, right? Yeah. So there are some cons, though. There are some, you know, as there are pros, there are also cons of being 30. And I realize that there are cons of being 30. The first one is technology. So the older I get, the more difficult technology looks, and I have to make an extra effort to actually be on top of things. So right now, Twitter is something that I still haven't gotten the hang of. Like, if you notice, I have a Twitter account for this podcast, but I just, for the life of me, don't know how to use Twitter. So I don't really use it. So I feel like as you get older, learning new things just becomes work, and getting new stuff just becomes, like, especially if you're getting like gadgets, or you're getting, for me, I would say it's something that I struggle with. I have to, but I'm gonna keep up with that. But that's a con of getting older, is like I'm losing interest in technology. The second one is just my comfort level is changing. So there used to be a time when I could go and buy any kind of shoes that I would love to buy, and I wouldn't even care for comfort. Like, I would just get the heels as high as I could, you know. But now, so I still wear heels, but I always now have like flats. So I have flats at work, I have flats in my car. Every time I'm going out, I literally take two shoes now. So I would take my regular high-heeled shoes, and I would take shoes to change into. So before, when I was in my early 20s, I would wear these shoes and I would like power the whole night through. I wouldn't mind coming home with like aches and pains, because these shoes are not comfortable. I'm sorry, they're just not comfortable. And I wouldn't mind that. But now it's like I have driving shoes, and when I get to work, I have flats at work if my legs ever get uncomfortable. It's just, my comfort is key now, and it goes with clothes as well. The more comfortable they are, the better I feel. You know, there used to be a time when I used to be worried about, oh, I'm traveling, I have to look cute for when I arrive at wherever I'm going. But now I just want to be comfortable when I travel. I just want to wear sweatpants and wear these running shoes and travel. That's pretty much what I want. And I want to get there, you know, I want to take a shower and then change into something cute. I'm not really trying to travel all uncomfortable, is what I'm saying. So I feel like right now comfort is key. It's not no longer about looking cute. I still want to look cute. It's just I want to look cute in a comfortable way, you know. So I would say comfort is now key. I don't know if that's a con, but yeah, I that's how I feel. So another example is my glasses. When I was younger, I used to have like one or two pairs at most glasses, because I'm like, okay, so if one breaks, I have this spare. But now I have glasses everywhere. I have glasses by my bedside. I have reading glasses in the living room. I have glasses at work. Actually, I have multiple at work, because there was a day I actually went to work, and because I wore my sunglasses from my car to work, I didn't remember that I did not actually have glasses to change into at work in my regular reading glasses. And so when I go to work, I had to wear my sunglasses at work the entire day, because my sunglasses also have, they're also numbered as well. And so I had to wear my sunglasses all day at work, and it was so, everyone was looking at me strange. But the truth is, I left my glasses at home. So now I solved that problem. I have multiple glasses everywhere. I have glasses in the car, I have glasses by my bedside, I have glasses in the living room, I have glasses at work, because I just don't want to be in that situation where I won't be able to see for a while. No. So yeah, there's that comfort is key with my heels, with my clothes, glasses. I try to be comfortable at all times. I'm definitely becoming a workaholic. So this is not a good thing. I feel like that's just my life at the moment. Like I find that I'm always among the last people to leave work. Every day I tell myself I'm gonna leave at 5, but I really never leave at 5. I don't know if it's like, I think it's just responsibilities when you're older. But there are people that leave work at 5. They're like, oh, this is my family time. For me, yeah, I really want to leave work at 5. It's just like, there's that little voice in my head telling me, just do a little bit more. Do this one more thing, you know? And it's just, I tell myself, I don't want to be stuck in traffic. It's pathetic, I know. But yeah, I'm no longer burning calories like I used to. I'm telling you, I'm counting calories like crazy. Everything I eat, I have to mentally think about how long it will take me to burn this. Like, I can be at the gym for an hour and I'll only burn 250 calories. That's how bad it is. So every time I eat something, I'm thinking in my head, I have to burn more calories than I'm eating. So technically I don't want to, because let me tell you guys, when I eat, I don't just like eat, oh, let me have a good time. No, is I also I have cheat days when I eat what I want to eat, but most days I'm actually thinking about, okay, is this protein? Is this protein? I feel like growing up, I always thought, I don't know if that's true, but growing up, I always thought that things that were brown were protein, and things that were like whiter were carbs. And so like things like rice, you know, things like yam, potatoes, things like that, I would just think because they're white, they are carbs. And this was just my thinking process, my thought process growing up. And somehow I never let go of that. So like if I see like beans, I'm like, okay, this is brown, this is protein, like, you know, stuff like that. If I see red meat, I'm like, okay, this is protein. But I don't know if anyone ever thought about that, or if it was just me, like, where did I get that from? So yeah, right now I'm very cautious of what I eat, because I know that we want to be active, and you know, as you're getting older, you're not as active as you were when you were younger, except you're making extra efforts to be. And so it's important that you actually watch what you eat and exercise. Yeah. I told you guys about comfort, I told you guys about technology, how someone told me I've been institutionalized because I've spent 22 out of 30 years in some kind of school. So these are some of the things that one of the things I really want to do moving forward. Okay, first, I really want to fly first class to somewhere really, really, like, I'm not thinking Vegas. Like, I've gone to Vegas, done all that. I really want to go on a real vacation where I'm just resting. Like, I wake up in the morning, you know, breakfast in bed or whatever, go out, walk by the beach, read a book, you know, chill with whoever I'm chilling with, you know, my special someone. And then in the evening, do whatever it is that the locals do. But yeah, just like, I really, really want to take a really nice vacation to somewhere really nice and refreshing. I want to have new experiences. I really want to meet people from different cultures. Like, I want to see the world. I feel like that's what I should be doing right now, is going to having these unique experiences, these unique connections, because the world is such a big and beautiful place. And I really want to meet people from different cultures, and I really want to spend time with them. Not meet people from different cultures in a science class. No, I really want to go to where they live, see how they live. You know, I really want people to come to where I'm from in Nigeria, not like the city, but to my village, and just experience life. Because, you know, I just, one day I was telling someone about my village. It's just beautiful. It's a very peaceful place. You know, when you've lived in the city all your life, or you're just, the hassles and everything just gets a little bit much, it's good to have a place where you can just like go and there's just quiet, I think. And that's what my village is. So let's make it a little bit motivational. There are certain things that I would have wanted to achieve at this time that I probably have not achieved, right? But it's not, there's still time, and I'm still working at those things. Don't be pressured by anyone into thinking that, okay, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, there are things that I haven't achieved, and oh my God, I'm such a loser, you know, I haven't done this, my friends have done this and that. No, don't do that. Because first off, what is your name? Okay, what is your friend's name? Is that the same name? No, you guys are very different. And so there are things in your life that are happening for you that your friend is probably saying, man, I wish I had that. So be content with what you have. You know, contentment is something that, man, if we all could just have that, you know, we'd be very happy. So there are things that I don't have right now, but I'm still working towards them. Like, if I do get them, great. If I don't, it'll be okay. Like, I'll be fine, you know? So yeah, don't lower your standards because you're desperate. Don't do it, because how do I say this? It never ends well when you lower your standards. You are made for more. Just know that. Don't settle. I always say that to my friends. And I say that to myself too. Don't settle for less, because you can achieve so much more. So there are expectations that society sets for every one of us. They set that, okay, you go to school, you get married, you have kids, you know, you have get this job, work for like 50 years, retire, and then that's how it should be. And so for some people, they feel like you're 30, you haven't gotten that degree yet, and they're like, ah, you're already set back. You're not set back in any way, okay? There's an adage in my language, and I'm just going to translate it in English. What it means is, whenever you wake up, that is your morning, all right? So if someone wakes up at 7 a.m., you say good morning to them at that time. If someone wakes up at 10, okay, good morning. Someone wakes up at 12, hey, good morning, okay? So the most important thing is that we all woke up, right? So what I'm going to say is this. If you haven't achieved the things that you really want to achieve at this time, maybe you're 40, you haven't found, you're not married yet, you don't have those kids yet, be grateful that you're alive, okay? Be grateful for the things that you have. I always say, write the things that you're grateful for down, write them down, and, you know, read them to yourself. Ask a friend to tell you, what are my strong points? What are the things that you like about me? And you can, you know, and keep working at your dreams. One day you're going to get those things that you really want. But if those things that you really want don't happen, self-love is just knowing that if the things that I really want don't happen for me, I'll be okay. All right? Yeah, I'll be okay. And you will be okay. All right? Know the difference between facts and expectations. Know the difference between opinions and facts. So, someone comes to you and says, oh, you're 30, you haven't achieved this and that. Well, that's your opinion. That's not a fact. It doesn't mean I'm never going to achieve that. All right? And I'm a strong believer that if you keep working for something or working towards something, you're going to achieve it. So the fact that, okay, you jumped a couple of steps, you didn't get that degree, you went ahead and got married, you have kids, and now you're thinking, I really want to go back to school. I think you still can. Don't let people tell you, oh, you have kids, you're never going to be able to do it. Yeah, it might be a little more difficult to get that degree now that you have kids, because you have to figure out, where am I going to put my kids while I'm in class, things like that. But hey, you still can achieve it, all right? Don't let anybody put you down because according to their own timing, you're not where you should be. You're where you should be at this time, but the good thing is you're moving and you're moving forward, all right? Keep moving forward. So that's what I have to tell you guys. I hope that I've been able to in some way inspire you to know that if you're advancing in age, it's not the end of the world. Find the positives in it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode telling you about my 30s and telling you about just what I've been up to. What I really want to do is take a vacation to somewhere really, really, really nice. And yeah, I hope I get to do it. Thank you guys for listening and have a great day.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.